Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot of stoicism. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? That time just slips through your fingers faster than a greased politician at a buffet. Well, buckle up because today, we're tackling time management not just for the overachievers or productivity junkies, but for everyone who wants to squeeze a little more joy and balance into their jam-packed lives. Now, I'm not talking about some rigid schedule that leaves you feeling like a robot programmed for efficiency. This is about finding strategies that actually work for you, freeing up time for the things that matter most, and leaving you feeling less stressed and more in control. Think of it as a mental fitness workout strengthening your mind to manage time effectively, not just ticking off tasks on a list. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your own time management toolbox. First up, we've got to ditch the always-on mentality. Technology has blurred the lines between work and personal life, leaving us constantly bombarded with notifications and demands. Seriously, how many times have you checked your phone in the last 5 minutes? We need to set boundaries. Designate specific work hours and stick to them like glue, just as you would for a doctor's appointment. Turn off those pesky notifications when you're spending time with loved ones or simply trying to relax your sanity and relationships will thank you. Next, let's talk about the art of prioritization. It's easy to get caught up in the urgent trap, constantly reacting to whatever screams loudest. But true effectiveness comes from focusing on what's truly important. Picture a giant pie chart that's your life, and each slice represents different areas. Work, relationships, hobbies, personal growth, etc. Ask yourself, which slices need more attention? Which ones are draining you unnecessarily? Then there's the power of planning. I know, sounds like homework. But trust me, a little pre-game strategy goes a long way. Start each day or even week with a clear plan of what you want to accomplish. It doesn't have to be super detailed, just a roadmap to guide your actions and prevent you from getting sidetracked by the shiny objects life throws at you. Another game changer is learning to delegate. You can't do everything yourself, embrace the power of asking for help. Whether it's delegating tasks at work, enlisting a partner in household chores, or even just outsourcing something like grocery delivery, free up your time and mental energy for things that truly need your attention. And finally, don't underestimate the importance of breaks. I know, productivity gurus will tell you to power through, but trust me, stepping away from the grind is crucial for maintaining focus and preventing burnout. Take short breaks throughout the day stretch, walk around, grab a cup of coffee, engage in a quick meditation, anything that helps you recharge your batteries. Think about it like this. Imagine a marathon runner who never takes a break. They'll burn out quickly, right? Same goes for us when it comes to managing our time and energy effectively. We need those pit stops to refuel and come back stronger. Let me tell you a story. Picture Sarah, a busy marketing executive juggling projects, deadlines, and family life. She constantly felt overwhelmed, racing from one task to the next, rarely finding time for herself or her loved ones. One day, she decided to implement some of these time management strategies we've discussed. She set boundaries by designating specific work hours, turned off notifications during personal time, and started prioritizing tasks based on their importance. She even planned her meals in advance and delegated household chores whenever possible. Sarah's life didn't magically transform overnight, but gradually she felt a shift. She had more energy, less stress, and was actually able to enjoy her free time instead of feeling guilty about taking it. Remember, folks, effective time management isn't about cramming more into your day, it's about making conscious choices that align with your priorities and values. It's about creating space for what truly matters. Stronger relationships, personal growth, and those moments that bring you joy. So here are the key takeaways we've unpacked today. Ditch the always-on mentality, prioritize ruthlessly, plan ahead, delegate whenever possible, and remember to take breaks, treat yourself like the valuable asset you are. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one time management strategy you're going to implement this week? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost in their time management game. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced life, it's worth it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.